More Idaho Matters right now. As we move through an unprecedented school year, thousands of high school seniors across our state still need to be planning for their future after graduation. Well, fortunately, there are some things they can do through a unique program called Next Steps. Joining us today to talk more about how this is working in a virtual space is Byron Yonke. He is a college and career program manager for the State Board of Education, and Dr. Linda Clark, a member of the State Board of Education. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Byron, for folks who are not familiar, can you quickly tell us what Next Steps is?
So Next Steps is a website that is a website of the State Board of Education. It is nextsteps.idaho.gov. And up until this year, it had been focused primarily on high school students and their parents and counselors and high school counselors. But around the 1st of August, we expanded that into an adult audience. And it's a brand new website that provides college and career resources for anyone, any way along their educational pathways from middle school clear into adults. And the Next Steps website is the launch pad for what we call direct admissions and for Apply Idaho.
And Dr. Clark, why should seniors be thinking this far ahead? You know, it's only in October, so why start down that path? You know, basically at the beginning of the school year.
Well, it's a very important process for them, and it is a process. It takes a little while to navigate and to figure out where you want to go. Apply Idaho gives students the full range of opportunities for public and private institutions in our state, and it really makes the process a lot easier for them to apply. There's a big change this year, and that is we started Apply Idaho in 2016, and up until the COVID challenges, students received individual letters mailed to their homes telling them which of the universities they were able to apply for based on their grade point average and also their score on the college entrance test. Most of our students were not able to take the college entrance test last spring, and so that process was not possible. We were able to use the Next Steps website, however, and students can go on, sign in, and receive their individual letter, which they can then print off and tells them which of the institutions that they can apply for. So you can see in that rather long answer that it's a bit of a long process and they need to start now. The other part of that answer I would give you is our focus this year is not only on the students who will be graduating this spring, but also those who graduated last spring who were not able to take the admissions test and perhaps, you know, didn't think about going on this year due to the COVID.
And that's a great transition.
Oh, go ahead, Byron. I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, talk a little bit more about that.
Sorry. It's a great transition into that expanded website. Now that if they hadn't made a decision or kind of changed their minds for this fall, there are lots of opportunities on that website, you know, about college and career, the short-term certifications and licenses programs, and a way to re-engage with that, not only for this year's seniors, but as Dr. Clark, you know, said, for those seniors that graduated in May of 2020. In addition, there's an adult focus too on the Next Steps website, where adults who may have, temporarily lost a job or are looking for a job for, who are wanting to improve their skills, or to look to see, maybe it's time for me to finish those 2 years of college that I started. Those are all opportunities for them. But for the high school seniors, the Apply Idaho platform allows them, as Dr. Clark had indicated, to apply, you know, in about 11 to 13 minutes to all of Idaho's public colleges and universities, also Northwest Nazarene University and a college of Idaho. And it's a great way for students to be able to keep on track with getting a way to move forward. And it's free of charge, something that's pretty unusual for many, many states.
Dr. Clark, we've talked quite a bit about, you know, going, when we talk about next steps and going on, a lot of times I think people have an idea that this is only if you're going to go to a four-year college. And we know, in particular in Idaho, that's not always the case for every high school student. So talk a little bit about the fact that there are options within this platform for students to get more education after high school that may not be within a four-year college degree.
I'm so glad you asked that question, because I think there's a great deal of misunderstanding about what the board's Go On initiative has been. It's really important, as you noted, for individuals to have training and education beyond high school. And Go On is, that is the focus of the Go On program and the Go On effort. That training may be a two-year community college. It may be an associate's degree. It may be training in one of the fields that requires only certification, a short-term training. All of those options are now available to citizens of Idaho, as Byron said, regardless of age or background or education. There is information about all of those now on the Next Steps website. So if someone's seeking a second career, someone perhaps has lost their job and they're wanting to certify in a new area, all of those kinds of things are there. I would be remiss not to mention that the State Board of Education has a strong, strong partnership with the Governor's Workforce Development Council. And the expansion of this website and many of these efforts are a result of that partnership. That really has changed the picture in terms of the kinds of options and opportunities and information that's available to the citizens of Idaho on the Next Steps website.
And in fact, we should note that this is, I mean, there is a big push going on because the governor is in fact declaring October Next Steps Month. Byron, why is it important to have an acknowledgement like that?
So it's really important because it carries a message that, you know, not only are we looking at high school seniors, but also adults or those that have started and maybe stopped out or had put off the decision about going to college or going to a workforce training program or a short-term certification with that. And so it's a platform for us to leverage our social media. It's a messaging, a message for it. It gives us the opportunity to reach out to counselors, to high schools, to our colleges and universities, the admissions professionals, and all of the advisors that are out there and say, hey, we're all in this together. It also acknowledges the fact that October 1st is when the FAFSA opened, that's the federal financial aid for students with it, and also the state opportunity scholarship, which has a component for high school students or students who are currently enrolled in college or also adults who have some college but no degree. All of those, you know, were kicked off on October 1st, and it's a way for us to leverage that marketing and that public relations to say, hey, we're here to help you and support you.
And we should note that you held a virtual college fair last week. I'm curious about how it went because it was virtual, but also any plans to hold another one as we move through this school year, Byron?
So our virtual college fair last week, and this is a first for the state of Idaho and a first for most high school seniors and their parents. We had 3,700 visitors over the 3 days with that. We had a number of people who visited more than once. And basically what this was able to do is to start that first connection with colleges and universities. With that, there were live chat features that were available. Some of the colleges and universities had a scheduling software so students and or a parent could schedule a time in the future to talk with them. But it was the first part of the opportunity for schools to begin to build relationships for those people that visited the college fair. More than ever before, relationships count. That's relationships between colleges and universities and the high school seniors and the adults, but also, you know, being able to talk with one person and knowing that there's a way to answer the types of questions to follow them all the way through. The colleges and universities, if participants checked a box, you know, can now reach out to them with emails, sometimes with texts, but it's a really great conversation starter.
And before we let you go, Dr. Clark, quickly, can you give us the information as to where the website that folks can go on?
I'll let Byron give you the actual URL.
Okay, so Byron, what is that?
Yeah, nextsteps.idaho.gov. Even if you put in next steps, we've got a lot of search optimization features going right now. You'll get to our website, nextsteps.idaho.gov.
I want to thank both of you for your time today to talk about this. We've been talking with Byron Yankee, College and Career Program Manager for the State Board of Education, and Dr. Linda Clark, a member of the State Board of Education. More Idaho Matters next.